The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I want to start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, welcome to Saturday Night. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, Hour 2 is underway. And it is, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Ladies Lounge. That's where we talk to the brilliant women in media, and we are happy to have a number of them willing to join us on Saturday nights these days. And I know my next one is going to be very excited to hear that Ted Cruz appears to have swept his way through the Colorado caucuses, as I'm seeing all the Trump people on Facebook just having hissy fits besides themselves. Anne-Marie Morrell is the co-author of the book What Women Really Want. She's also the originator of Politichicks.com, and we are honored to have her with us. I am assuming joining us from Southern California tonight. Hello, Anne-Marie. Welcome.
Hi, Kevin. And it's raining here in Southern California, believe it or not.
Good for you, then. Ha!
Yeah.
Ha!
Yeah.
Serves you right. I get so much grief from my California friends. They're like, yeah, I hear it's 30 degrees, but it's 85 and perfect today where we are. You just want to take them and choke them by their scrawny little chicken necks. So tonight, it looks like the Donald Trump team got outplayed again in Colorado. Your thoughts on Ted Cruz bringing home the win in the Rocky State tonight?
Well, of course, you're right. He stole it. He did it unfairly. He lied his way through it, and they slept his way through it. That's what they say, so it must be true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I'm thrilled, and I'm not surprised, because Ted Cruz's ground game has been absolutely brilliant. I mean, really, seriously genius-level brilliant. He's got his stuff together, and it's slow and steady. He's winning the race. And I would not be surprised at all if he wins the nomination, fair and square.
I don't know exactly how many this officially adds to his delegate count, but I'm going to guess that when they are done in Colorado, he'll be officially under 200 now in distance behind Trump, with a lot of interesting races just ahead. You have Wyoming, which will take place next week, and it's going to be a similar kind of situation. The Trump people are squealing like pigs tonight about the Indiana delegation that got slated earlier today. And the reason that they're squealing like pigs is because, again, they got out organized. The Ted Cruz people said, look, we're gonna let these delegates be bound to whoever wins the popular vote in Indiana when they have the primary there in a couple of weeks. But if it goes to a second ballot, we got our slate in there. And that's the point. Donald Trump thought he could run a race and just on the sheer cult of his personality, literally, think he could just walk state to state and people were going to be like, oh, Mr. Trump, you sow this and that. We're just going to let you give you our votes. And it turns out it's not quite working out that way.
Well, exactly. And the stupid thing, if he knew that he could do that, he would have been doing it. He just didn't know. He went into this whole thing knowing absolutely nothing about delegates, about primaries, about campaigns, about pretty much anything, about his own opinion about abortion. He came in knowing nothing, and he's been winging it ever since. Now he's trying to play catch up, but it's a little late. It's April, and he could there's a chance, it would be very slight, but there's a chance he could lose his own state, New York. It's a closed primary. His own kids can't vote for him, reportedly, which is kind of hilarious. So yeah. And in California, there's a really strong ground game here, too.
Yeah, let's talk about California in a second, but let's focus on New York just for a moment. I saw a tweet by a talk radio colleague, Steve Dace, earlier today, who said, now remember that why this is important with Trump. It wouldn't be important if he hadn't made it important, right? So he's the one that in the midst of all of the all of the debates kept saying, look, I don't have to know a lot about policy, because what I do is when I decide to do something, I go out and hire the very best, and then they overachieve in every direction, exactly like he's done with his campaign so far. Lowest plurality winning percentage of any candidate of my lifetime. 37% is what he's getting on average in his races. So he's saying, well, you know, just trust me. I've got the cognition to make sure we get the right people in the right place. In New York, his kids did not register as Republicans and therefore will not be allowed to vote for their dad in their home state when they vote next week.
And there you go. That sums it up pretty much the best way you possibly could. I mean, it would almost be sad if he weren't such an arrogant buffoon and if he weren't such a mean guy. I mean, and the thing is, I expected him, I think everyone expected him to at least surround himself with really intelligent people that could keep him up to date, could help him, guide him through this. But he surrounded himself with the same people that Michael Jackson and Anna Nicole Smith did. He surrounds himself with yes men and goons and people that are terrified of him, and no one will say no to him. And that's how he's running this. He's running it like a mobster boss.
Yeah. We're speaking with Anne-Marie Morrell, who's the co-author of What Women Really Want. And Anne-Marie, for people that have not heard you here on the Saturday Night Show, you made an appearance back when we were in late night during the week, but you're talking to a nationwide audience. Give people the elevator pitch on who you are, your background, and why you co-wrote the book What Women Really Want.
Well, I was a Democrat till 9/11, so I came into this later in the game than a lot of people. But for me, once you've been in the dark and then you come into the light, you can see the darkness better than a lot of people who've always been in the light.
Hmm.
And the same with the dark, you know. So for me, it's almost like an evangelical type thing where I feel like I have to explain the difference to my Democrat friends and my liberal friends out here in California, most of whom I've lost lost contact with by now. But it really does feel like shining the light of truth, and that's all it is. That's all our side does, is we just kind of tell the truth and try to show the difference and how you can live your life a little better and lift your life.
What was it about 9/11 that caused you to abandon your Democratic roots?
I even though my stepfather is retired Navy, I'm a fifth generation Texan. I still grew up. I grew up in the theater. I was an actress. I believed in unicorns and, you know, fairies and peace and love and peace on earth, goodwill toward men. If men would just all lay down their weapons, that we would all be friends. I mean, I really did believe that. And then on 9/11, it was, these people bombed our country for no reason other than we were alive, than we exist. There was no way to fight that. You can't fight that kind of evil. And so for me, that was when I realized there really is good and evil. That all people can't be good and all people can't be evil, aren't evil, but everything after that point, I had to reexamine. It was kind of like dominoes. It was like every single thing that I thought I had believed in and thought I had understood, I realized I didn't. The problem with that, my husband has always been Republican, and you can't even imagine the fights we got into during the Clinton years. But for the rest of my life now, I have to say, yes, honey, you were right. And so that's probably the hardest thing about changing sides, because you really do have to admit that you were wrong about just about everything.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why Democrats stay Democrats.
Well, worldview does saturate everything that you do and think about in life. Let me ask you about Politichicks. Why did it begin? What was the vision behind it? What are you trying to do with it?
Originally, it was a way for women to have their voices, because what I was seeing when I came out, of the conservative closet here in California, it was around 2008 or 2007 when I really started expressing myself politically and not being afraid to whisper in Starbucks about my political choice. And I was trying, and I noticed that most of the women that were speaking out were the same as me. We've never been really political before. We've never been active politically, and I wanted to give them a way to express themselves too. And most of my writers, especially in the beginning, they were just bloggers. They mostly just posted rants on Facebook and Twitter, and were just stay-at-home moms. And so that's kind of how it started. They just started writing for me, and now we've got this huge reach. And now we also have men writing. I would love for you to write to each other, but you're way out of my reach.
No. We're visiting with the lovely Anne-Marie Morrell, who is talking to us tonight about the election of 2016. And when we come back from our next break, Anne-Marie, you've got a little bit of history of following Trump and what he has said about women over the years, not just in the campaign cycle, though what he has said in the campaign cycle has been rather remarkable. From a woman's perspective, it would be interesting to hear thoughts about the front runner for the Republican Party and what that means long term for election 2016. So we'll do that when we continue live from New York. It's Radio Night Live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
That's the music of the Hot Sardines. It's Radio Night Live from New York. We're glad you're with us each and every Saturday night, 9 to 11 live. And then you get a double dose of us on the Biz TV network. And you can go to our website, thebamesthinker.com, anytime during the week and check the podcasts and the replays and all the articles I'm writing now on a regular basis. We're visiting in the Ladies' Lounge tonight, which is our weekly spotlight where we bring brilliant women in media. We let them stick their toes off the end of the stage and say what's on their mind, and I'm happy to do it. Anne-Marie Morrell, one of those women that we enjoy having conversation with from time to time, and she rejoins us again tonight from, oh, let's all say this sadly together, rainy Southern California. Oh, yes, the violins are playing long, sad, melancholy chords at this point. Anne-Marie's a good sport, and she's with us. So, Anne-Marie, let's talk about this for a second. When we went after Utah, we hit kind of a two-week lull, and over that period of time, Donald Trump insulted women that he found unattractive. He specifically went after Heidi Cruz. He said what he said about punishing women who have abortions. He fell off the edge of the earth when it came to Wisconsin women supporting him. And I don't know that he's done anything to really correct that. Now, I'm not sure that in New York that's going to matter. I think New York's going to kind of be an anomaly all the way around. Just for a couple of reasons. One, the GOP in New York isn't all that conservative. The GOP candidates in New York typically have to go over to the conservative party and kiss the ring there to get conservatives to vote for them. So it's not, it is a closed primary, but it's a kind of a moderate Republican party that they have in New York. But all that being said, the guy has an odd problem with women, particularly women that seem to be strong. And now he got into this. There's this thing. I don't know if you've seen this online, but the Trumpkins are all touting the fact that the Cruises are third degree cousins, which basically means, if I've done my research correctly, that they are non-related relatives of an aunt and an uncle who at some point two separations removed, got married. So there's no drop of blood in them at all, but people are like, ew, they're cousins and they got married. Meanwhile, there's an encyclopedia of Donald Trump dozens of times talking about how he has the hots for his oldest daughter. Now, I don't think he actually means it, but the guy says it a lot in public, many times with her in his presence saying it. Anne-Marie, I've never seen a bigger, you use the word buffoon when it comes to how to talk and relate and even be with women in public. I've never been more uncomfortable for women than I am now for the ones that have to be around Donald Trump.
Well, let me say this. There's probably only one person, living or dead, ever to exist on planet Earth that could go onto a debate stage and possibly make Hillary Clinton look sympathetic. Even her cheating husband couldn't make her look like a victim. But if she walks on a stage and pushes any number of Donald Trump's superficial buttons, he is going to go ballistic on her, but not about her policy, not about who she is as the Secretary of State or the Senator, or he's going to talk about her eyes and her sagging chin and her pantsuits and her hair. He will denigrate her physically because that's who Donald Trump is, and that's pretty much the core of all Donald Trump is. He is a very superficial man who is only attracted to women if they are absolutely perfect. And I mean Bo Derek in the movie 10 Perfect. Not Bo Derek today, because she unfortunately has to grow older, but Bo Derek in the movie 10 is it for Donald Trump. Anything less than that He doesn't think highly of most of the people that support him. If they could only hear what he probably says about them behind the scenes, or the way he used to talk about women on the Howard Stern show. I used to listen to Howard Stern all the time. Sorry, Mom, I keep saying this in public, and I need to stop. But you really could learn a lot about who that man is if you listen to him. And I bet most of the women that are pulling so low for him in Republicans, they don't listen to things like Howard Stern. All they're thinking is, oh, he was mean to Carly Fiorina's face, or he compared his supermodel wife to a woman who wasn't a supermodel. They don't even know that's the tip of the Trump iceberg about his thoughts about women.
Yeah.
Bad. Really bad.
And this is where you get into discussions with Trump supporters, and the conversation often goes right off the rails because logic, within about 40 seconds of beginning the discussion, is done. You say to them, why are you supporting Trump? Well, he's going to build a wall. Yeah, but he told the New York Times he's probably not going to. Well, he's going to fix the trade imbalance. How's he going to do that with tariffs? Okay, like that's ever worked. And you just go point by point, and you go, well, that's not his position now, even though he says that it has been. And they, at the end of the day, the bottom line is, well, he's the only one that can beat Hillary. And what happened at the beginning of the race when he came in and he kind of busted up the Jeb Bush super PAC, I was happy about that.
Yeah.
He was polling neck and neck with Hillary. And then he dropped 3 to 5 points below. And for a number of months, he was right in that 3 to 5, within, you know, the margin of error, kind of 3 to 5 points behind. And then since January of this year, that turned into 5 to 6 points, and then 6 to 8 points, and then 8 to 10 points, and then 10 to 11. Now he's like somewhere in the 13 to 17 points behind her on most polls. He's lost 29 consecutive head-to-head polls with her. I'm saying this is not the person that's going to beat Hillary Clinton, and you look into his numbers and you actually understand why. He's negative 85 with Hispanics. He's negative 77 with females. He's negative 65 with African Americans. He's negative 54 with white men. I mean, at the end of the day, this is a guy who's making enemies at every turn. And it's not because he has such outlandish policies that he's, you know, offending them by telling them the truth. He's being offensive. And it's his offensiveness that's turning people off.
Yeah, and that was the one thing that everybody liked in the beginning. Yeah, he's a smoke monster. You remember Lost? He's the smoke monster. He seems like he's something big and important, but all you have to do is blow, and he's gone. There's nothing there. There's no substance. He doesn't understand the issues. He doesn't understand foreign policy. He has to be explained everything, but then he doesn't. They probably give him a stack of stuff he's supposed to read, and he probably doesn't read any of that either. He doesn't want to be bothered with that because he's Donald Trump. All he has to do is snap his finger and someone else will do it for him. Well, that's why he can't debate people one-on-one.
Yeah, and it's interesting that he hasn't accepted a debate since Marco Rubio dropped out. Real quickly, before we're done, Anne-Marie, give us a plug for What Women Really Want in 30 seconds.
It's a really good book, and it was co-written with Dr. Gina Loudon and Morgan Brittany and me, and it's all about faith, family, and freedom, and how if you don't have those things, you have pretty much nothing.
And it is an inspiring book for women to grab and to sink their teeth into these days, because it gives you permission to be everything that the culture says that you shouldn't be. And I highly recommend it. In fact, I highly recommended it so much that I told my friend Governor Huckabee, you got to get those politichicks on the air with you. And he ended up doing that. So
woo-hoo,
I was really good
you.
To see that happen. Hey, Anne-Marie, thanks for coming back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. We appreciate you being here.
Of course, anytime, thank you.
And you should follow her on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere you can. Anne-Marie Morrell, and a great friend to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Always happy to be able to speak with her. Coming up, I want to talk about this issue of attraction in families and the weird stuff that the campaign's gotten into. When we continue.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, Radio Night Live from New York. Thank you for being here. It is Saturday night, always is a fun time, and one of the reasons why is I get to tell you about great things that change your life for the better. Radio Night Live is proud to say that Relief Factor is one of those things. Relief Factor is one of those things that can take pain that you experience on a regular basis and dispense with it. Why? Because it attacks the inflammation that causes arthritis, joint, chronic hip, back, knee, foot pain, anything where inflammation is used by the body to bring about a painful situation. Relief Factor, through an all-natural set of pathways, is able to dispense of that. And it's not like NSAIDs. If you buy a Aleve or Advil or one of those things, what you end up getting is something that tricks your brain into thinking that it's not really hurting. But the inflammation doesn't, the source of the information, inflammation doesn't go away. With Relief Factor, they have taken nature's four best anti-inflammatory fighters, and they've said, here, do your own thing in one product, and all four of those fighters attack the inflammation, reduce the inflammation, get rid of the inflammation, and guess what? The pain goes away when the inflammation goes away. Friends, I want you to find this. I have read story after story in the last couple of weeks of people that have said, Kev, you're not going to believe this. I had pain for 30 years in one knee, one letter read. And 2 weeks on Relief Factor, I don't have pain at all anymore. I took everything. Here's the other thing about the NSAIDs. 100,000 people get hospitalized from using them too much every single year. And last year, 12,000 plus people died here in the United States from taking too many of the Advil, ibuprofen, Aleves, all those things. Don't do that to your body. Get Relief Factor tonight and see what it can do for you. Again, if you've got arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, chronic pain of any variety that inflammation is part of the cause of, do it and get the relief you're looking for. Here's the phone number. It's 1-800-500-8384. 1-800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. And you can also go online and order online at relieffactor.com. In fact, if you go there, you can see the research. There's a little video that they'll show you that you can see all the studies that have been done on Relief Factor. It was developed by a medical doctor in conjunction with chiropractic doctors. So they work together to pull the best combination of information together to create this. But you can get your quick start pack and get started today for only $19.95. That's a 2-week supply. Take it twice a day. See if for yourself you don't have the same result that so many people that are writing me now every single day have had, that the pain just goes away. Why? Because you've gotten rid of the source of the pain. No more masking it. You're healing it. You're getting rid of it the right way. 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, or you can order online at relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. And use Kevin McCullough's name when you do that. Get that quick start pack for only $19.95. And be on your way to a clearer, better, pain-free life just as quickly as you can. Okay, I want to talk about something that's rather uncomfortable to talk about. Earlier this week, Ted Cruz and Heidi Cruz, there was this picture going around of the two of them kissing at one of the events, and Ted Cruz is giving her a little kiss on the side of her cheek, and she's kind of kissing the air next to his cheek. I think if Nick has it, we're back up on Biz TV now. But it made the rounds, and every place on social media where this thing existed, you had the same people saying the same thing all the time. Oh, did you know they're third cousins? Oh, isn't that sick? Oh, they're third cousins. Oh, that's nasty. They're third cousins. Look at that. They're third cousins. Said it over and over and over again. He's supposed to be all moral, but they're third cousins. Well, if you go back and you look at what a third cousin is, and this is a third cousin by marriage, okay? So by marriage, they are third cousins, meaning that they have an aunt and an uncle who married each other at somewhere in their past, and they are three separations removed from that, but they don't share any family blood. They are not actual relatives of each other. At the same time that this is going on, I start doing a little research on this odd experience that Donald Trump comes up with again and again. And we have a quote that he said. I don't know if Nick has the graphic where he was asked on The View if he ever thought that his daughter, Ivanka, would pose for Playboy magazine. And his response was this: I don't think my daughter Ivanka would ever pose for Playboy. Although, that creeps me out when a dad says that, although she does have a very nice figure. And I've said, if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her. Now, I've actually got the audio of that quote set. But both sides claimed victory in the weird accusation against the other campaign, and I'm curious if you think either one of them matter. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, coming right back, Radio 9.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
See when you call.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York every single Saturday night. And it's Radio Night Live. Couldn't be happier than to have you with us. Now, earlier this week, everybody's been making a big deal about the fact that Ted and Heidi Cruz evidently are third cousins by marriage. Which means that they don't share a drop of blood, but everybody was like, ooh, that's so sick, that's so sick. Well, did you hear when Donald Trump and his daughter Ivanka were on The View not long ago?
If Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
You know? Stop it. Oh, it's so weird. Stop
you know what? You are moving on.
Yeah.
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 So how
you're
terrible.
Known for saying outrageous things, Mr. Trump.
Who
is
Woody Allen?
He said that was very good, but it was kind of sick. It was kind of sick. Donald Trump said that Ivanka is so attractive, he would date her if she wasn't his daughter. Shouldn't the phrase, if she weren't my daughter, like never appear in a father's vocabulary as it relates to someone that he would like to have sex with? I'm thinking it would be a much better thing for him to say, and another time he told Rolling Stone magazine, yeah, she's really something, and what a beauty that one. If I weren't happily married and, you know, her father. What? yeah. In fact, I'd prefer you not to say it because you're her father. Like, just don't go there ever again. Would be good. Now, he was on the Wendy Show not long ago, and
welcome, Donald Trump.
He actually, I'm queuing into this because it's
but he actually filed a suit in my name.
She has.
Are you suing Bill Maher?
Yeah, that I'm suing.
He has. So she brings out Ivanka on the set, and they are surprised by it. So give me the volume here. So she introduces Ivanka. Ivanka comes walking out on the stage.
More about you guys. So we play this game here. It's called Fave Five. I'll ask the question. Ivanka, you answer first, and then Dad, you answer also.
Okay. Should be easy.
Ivanka, what's the favorite thing you have in common with your father?
Either real estate or golf.
Donald?
All right. So real estate or golf, the classy daughter of the billionaire coming up with a perfectly good answer. Favorite thing you have in common with your dad, real estate or golf? What does Donald Trump say when he gets the question?
Your daughter?
Well, I was going to say sex, but I can't relate.
Ah, come on. Really? See, this is why all of you Trump bots talking about how Ted and Heidi Cruz are unrelated cousins, it's not impressing me. I don't hear Ted Cruz out there going, hey, my babe, she's a hottie. Now, there's this one other thing, because it wasn't just Ivanka that he said it about. This was when he was married to Marla Maples, and I think we have the video and the audio for this as well. Nick, fire that up.
...on women, they're practically endless. But there's one special clip we came across that demonstrates just how completely innate this attitude is. And so, to the archives.
I could do this all day.
Thank God I'll ever be involved in politics beyond what I do.
And I really believe in trashing your enemy.
And I'd look right in that fat, ugly face of hers. I'd say, Rosie, you're fired.
Ah, poetry. Now, I'm pretty sure nobody has seen this clip since it aired over 20 years ago. Because it's not online. It's from a 1994 episode of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, in which host Robin Leach asks Donald Trump and his second wife, Marla Maples, an innocent question about their one-year-old daughter, Tiffany.
Now, Donald, what does Tiffany have of yours and what does Tiffany have of Marla's?
Okay, now take a second. You guys are all human beings here, right? Just take a moment to think about how you might answer this question.
Especially since I have a one-year-old daughter. I can relate to this.
You guys have an answer in your head, maybe? Yeah? You got an answer? Okay. Well, let's see how Donald Trump answered this question.
Now, Donald, what does Tiffany have of yours and what does Tiffany have of Marla's?
Well, I think that she's got a lot of moral. She's a really beautiful baby, and she's got Marla's legs. We don't know whether or not she's got this part yet, but time will tell.
Just pause the tape right there. Kill the audio. What he said was she's got Marla's legs, but we don't know if she has these holding his hands up to where if he had female breasts, they would appear on his own chest. We're not sure if my little Tiffany has these from Marla yet. He's asked a question about his one-year-old daughter. He talks about boobs and legs. He has said on multiple occasions he'd like to be dating or having sex with his daughter, Ivanka. Yeah. You Trumpkins that are out there telling me how holy terrible it is that Ted and Heidi Cruz are third cousins with no shared bloodline at all between them? You can choke on it, as far as I'm concerned. This guy, I don't want him anywhere near children, much less the White House. 888-340-3373. I'm not sure how you feel. But my question is, does it matter? Does it matter that the Cruises are third cousins? Does it matter that Donald Trump wanted to bang his daughters? Does it matter? Does it mean he can't be a good president? I'm curious. 888-340-3373. We had a president not long ago that didn't think it mattered. I did not have any sex with my wife, Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry. I meant Monica Lewinsky. 888-340-3373. Line 2, Walt's in Pennsylvania. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin. Hey, I'm sorry I didn't get to you earlier. They had a rerun of me on...
Yeah, we had some technical problems tonight. So. Yeah, we had technical problems tonight. Yeah. But you're in now. What's your thought?
Okay. Well, I think that Sean Hannity has been right. I mean, we Republicans have to cease and desist from this circular firing squad. They're just... You know, Trump and Fusion and Cruz are destroying each other with these petty, you know, allegations. Now, the real question that should be asked of Hillary is what kind of a man would allow himself to be filleted by a young woman just a few years older than his own daughter, while his own daughter was in the next room and could have walked in on them at any time? And in the hallowed halls of the White House. I mean, this is a question that really should be asked.
Well, how is that any better? How's that any better of a question than asking Donald Trump if he really does, you know, did he ever actually say these things about wanting to have sex with Ivanka or date her or bed her or go out with her? To me, it's all creepy. I'd rather not have anybody that went anywhere near any of that stuff. And I don't think it is circular fire. Because I've never voted for a liberal Democrat, and I'm not going to start by voting for Donald Trump. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, it's Calvin McCullough, Radio Night Live. The Hot Sardines are a house band and bringing us back. So glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. The Denver Post reporting that the Colorado Convention, which has been going on all day today for the GOP, looks like it's going to be a clean sweep to the majority of delegates for one Ted Cruz. So another huge, huge organizational win for the Cruz campaign on the ground and picking up another state while Donald Trump was not paying attention or just didn't think he needed to. He actually contemplated just, you know, ignoring it altogether. I guess they ended up sending a surrogate, or maybe they didn't. I can't tell if they did or not. John Kasich sent a surrogate. But Ted Cruz went and made a speech, and it looks like he's won the majority of the 37 delegates that were there. So, you know, if Trump comes up 37 delegates short, who does he have to blame but himself? Anyway, Calvin McCullough, 888-340-3373. Tonight has been brought to you in part by my very good friends at MyPillow.com, where for tonight you can get four pillows for the price of just one. Buy a premium pillow, a king or a queen. They're going to give you one just like it at no additional cost. And two of the travel pillows, the go-anywhere pillows, they're going to give you two of those at no additional cost. I love those go-anywhere pillows. They're perfect for the kids in the nap room. They're also perfect when I go on the road because they fit in whatever bag I'm carrying on my plane. And I've actually gotten into REM cycle sleep on the plane using the go-anywhere pillow. They're going to give you not one but two of those and two premium pillows for the price of just one. Four pillows for the price of one. But you need to call tonight, 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and a big thanks to MyPillow for making Radio Night Live happen every single week so faithfully. Mike Lindell, just a huge partner in this broadcast, and we really appreciate it. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. So the discussion that we've ended on has been, does it matter? Does it matter if the candidates talk about having romantic relationships with relatives? Although the Cruzes aren't technically related. They're third cousins by marriage. That means they have an aunt and uncle that got married somewhere. But they're not related themselves. But Donald Trump's saying, you know, hey, my daughter's hot. Yeah, I'd date her if I was her age and not her dad. Friends, let me just end with this idea. There's this old adage from the scriptural text, not that this is a religious show, that says, out of an abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It is actually quite true. It's not so much that Donald Trump would bed his daughter, but when you consider what his word has meant in his marriages that haven't lasted that long and consistently moved on to other more fascinating things at whatever time they wanted to, you can kind of begin to see that morality is a fluid thing in Donald's life. Something to think about. So I appreciate you being here. Real quickly, let's go to line two. Ina is calling from Stone Mountain. Hello, Anna. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. We're short on time, so get your thought in.
Okay, my thought was, I wanted to know why.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Take for a while.